Welcome to another episode of the Replant Bootcamp, the podcast for church renewal leaders where we listen, learn, and laugh together with boots on the ground church leaders. I'm your host, Jimbo Stewart. This podcast is sponsored by Church QuickSight by 180 Digital. Getting a website that your visitors and members will love doesn't have to be hard. Learn more at churchquicksight.com. Here we are back at it again. Hope you're ready for another episode of the Replant Bootcamp. And when I say back at it again, it's after a little bit of a sabbatical, a little hiatus of the bootcamp. And I'm excited to be joined here today with my good friend, Dr. Brandon Moore.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So what's been keeping you away from the bootcamp?
Just a few things on my plate that I did mention in the previous episode and talked about how it's all going well. And it is all going well. But as happens, you know, situational priorities. Our good friend, not really a friend, but our good friend and reading him a lot, Craig Hamilton, in his book, Wisdom and Leadership, talks about situational priorities, and sometimes things shift. Just a lot of good things happening that I just didn't have the margin, especially I needed to get on the other side of the AMS replant lab, which was, it went great.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately, I think the best one we've ever done. And that's a lot of that's to you. A lot of that key to your leadership and how well you've done and putting all that together and your vision and dream of how that should be. And it was such a great event. So yeah, encouraging.
Well, our team, man, we have an amazing team that takes part in that event. Not just our replant team with NAM, but like guys that have been volunteering for years that help create that event that make it better and better every year. But I think I have to say, like, the special sauce this year was Kristen Moore leading worship for us and the worship and prayer night. I mean, I think that's going to become a staple for the years to come because it just it hits the heart of our replant team, prioritizing spiritual renewal over anything else, like programs or planning or whatever else you want to put in that blank. But I think everyone felt that culture of our team come through in that.
Yeah, I had I talked the sound guys into not only recording that night, but the audience. And I have gone back and listened to that like a lot of times. And there's something about hearing 300 people sing "Holy, Holy, Holy."
Yeah, it doesn't get old, man.
Golly, it just gives me chills every time I listen to it. So I listen to it all the time. Like, I literally just pull up the file and listen to that as my worship music.
Yeah.
And but that was so good. But we had so many other things going on with, you know, I've mentioned on here planting a house church interim of my home church and some other things like that. So I just said the Replant Bootcamp's going to hit pause for a minute. But it's back. And not only is the Replant Bootcamp back, there is a live and in-person option coming up as in a revamp of an event we used to do called Am I a Replanter? So we not only have renamed it, it's actually a whole new event now that we're doing, and we'll be back at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and similar format, but I would say different enough that even if you have attended the Am I a Replanter event, you may want to come to the Replant Bootcamp event.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more focused than ever, and it's going to give you like just the like the absolute core of what replanting revitalization is all about.
Yeah, so we basically boiled it down to, so all right, it's April 4th and 5th. I'll put a link in the show notes, but you can also go to the NAM website, churchreplanters.org, scroll down to the events. You'll find that as well as a couple of other events that you could look into that are coming up, like Revive Gathering in Illinois or the Rural Summit in Kansas or the Replant Bootcamp event at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, noon Friday to noon Saturday. And essentially, we're asking and answering three questions. So we boiled it down to what are the three questions we really need to be asking and answering at this event. So the first one is, what is replanting and revitalization? And there's cheating a little bit. There are some sub-questions under this one question. So the broad question is, what is replanting and revitalization? The two sub-questions underneath that is, like, what's the difference? And then also, how do we know if we're doing it right? How do we know if we're succeeding? And so give us just a 90-second preview of what that section is going to look like.
Yeah, you're talking about the second one or the
just
both,
the first
both
question.
Them, the first two. Yeah, so I think the big idea there is, I mean, we throw these terms out a whole lot. Replanting, revitalization, I mean, they've both become popular terms all over the place, but helping to understand the distinctions, because revitalization is a long process, 5 to 7 years, slow, intentional change, usually without an outside partner. Replanting involves usually, I mean, the successful ones I've seen are, they're involving a partner church.
Yep.
It's a replanter with a particular set of skills and just ability to lead in a unique kind of way. And so being able to unpack and understand the unique dynamics that a replant faces versus a revitalization, and there's pros and cons to approaching it both ways, but some churches aren't able to, they've missed the window for revitalization, and so they've got to replant. So understanding all those dynamics. Then the second part of answering that question about like what is replanting or revitalization is, we can talk a lot about the how when it comes to those things. A lot of people have written books on it. They've written books about their story. But what are we actually aiming for? We've talked about this on the podcast before. Yeah. If you don't know what you're aiming for when it comes to revitalization and replanting, or any endeavor for that matter, how do you know you're actually hitting the target, right? And you can end up in some really, you can end up using some maybe good tools and processes, but end up in really far off places.
Yeah.
And so that's the first two sessions. So for each of the three questions, there's going to be two sessions that help answer that. But not only is there going to be a plenary session where you'll either hear from myself or Brandon Moore or Mark Halleck. Those are going to be the three main speakers for the main sessions. One of us that will then also facilitate some interactive Q&A. And it's one of the things I love about this event that we're keeping from the AMI Replanter days to the Replant Bootcamp revamp of it, the replant of the AMI Replanter event, is we're intentionally keeping it as a smaller event. So we're not trying, where the Replant Summit, you know, there's going to be a couple hundred people there, and that's in August, which, a little preview, Kristen Moore's coming back.
That's right.
And so just go ahead and mark that. What is it, August 25th?
25th, 26th.
Mark your calendars. Yeah. Kristen Moore will be back. It's going to be a great Replant Summit. But he'll also be there with us this summer at the Small Church Pastor's Lunch at the SBC. Little hint there, a little preview for you. But we've intentionally made this one a smaller event so it can be more interactive, and there's more opportunities to do that. So that's the first question. What's the second question that we're going after?
Yeah, so the second question is all about like who is a replanter and revitalizer? Like what does it take to be one? What kind of leader do you need to be in order to be effective at replanting and revitalizing churches?
Yeah, historically, this is where I would have done just a full overview of the full 13 characteristics. And this year, we're really honing in on how all 13 of those really build up to the calling of being a visionary shepherd. And so we're not going to do the full deep dive into all 13, because there you can access all that information easily. But kind of giving the broad kind of heart behind and understanding of what that is. What does it mean to be a visionary shepherd specifically? So we're going to hone in on that for a little while, but then also Halleck's going to talk to us about the postures of a godly leader. What does that look like character-wise? You know, one of the verses I always go to when I talk about this stuff is Psalm 78:72. You know, he shepherded them with a pure heart and skillful hands. This is kind of mainly the pure heart part, the postures piece, a little bit of like, what does that heart look like? And man, I'm going to tell you, I am more and more convinced the longer I'm in this work that the heart legitimately matters more than the hands.
Yeah.
And you can be, I've seen pastors that are not super skilled. They're not, you know, really great communicators. They're not sharp leaders. They're not, you know, compelling visionaries. They just love Jesus a lot. And it's like they walk with Jesus deeply. They abide in Christ deeply, and they love their people, and they love the church and the community where they've been called to serve. And then God uses them to do things that you no ability to communicate or strategize are ever going to be able to pull off.
Yeah. You know, I was recently, one of the guys I lead was just really wrestling with kind of the failures in church leadership that he's seen and things like that. And he was just asking, you know, he and his wife were like, hey, do we just have too high of expectations for leaders, or like too low of expectations in another sense. And I was like, one of the things I said to him, I feel like the Lord's just helped me crystallize it in my mind, is that I think, unfortunately, we have too high of expectations for their competency and too low of expectations for their character.
Yeah.
And we actually need to flip that. Yeah. And that's really what we're talking about with the postures is, hey, we need to have high expectations for the character and then don't expect them to be the hero of the story. Like, lower your expectations for the omni-competent five-tool leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to grow in those and we need to but we need to lead as a team.
Yeah.
And so leaders don't have to be competent at everything. Only Jesus was the omni-competent, hero of the story kind of leader. And so I think that's what we're trying to really emphasize is, hey, they need the right heart posture, the right character, radical dependence on the power and presence of the Lord. That's how my supervisor back in Missouri used to talk about it all the time. And because it's not about how well we do the things we do, but how well Jesus does the things he does. That's Jim Maslosky. All right. I'll just give him a shout out here. He was with Halleck as an elder at Calvary Inglewood back in the day. And so that heart posture is just wet into what Halleck will be talking about at this event.
I love that. And so during that part, there will also be a breakout for the wives during part of that where the wives will talk about, what does it look like? What type of wife, what type of person do you need to be? What type of posture, what type of characteristics, what type of heart do you need to have? And so leading that will be, who we've had on here before, Dr. Darlene Dreyer, a spousal support specialist for the North American Mission Board Replant Team. And she does just a phenomenal job talking about this stuff. And you should check out her podcast and have your wife check out her podcast, Replant Wife Podcast, and where they talk about a lot of this stuff. But she'll be leading that breakout session. And just I'll give you another little teaser, little inside information that you only get here. We always give better swag to the wives than anyone else at these events.
That's right.
I don't even know what she's pulling out this time. I just know I always give her more of a budget than I do us.
Yeah.
And so she's given out some nice stuff in the past, and they have just a great time together.
My wife was just on the Replant Wife website, which I always get the URL wrong, so maybe you can give the shout out to that. But my wife was just on there the other day exploring it and was like, man, I wish we had this stuff while we were working with wives in Missouri. And just so much good stuff and so highly recommend that. And also want to come back, the content that you just talked about for that breakout, again, it's the same emphasis.
Yes.
Right? It's not your wife needs to be the piano player and the runner of all the potlucks and the kids ministry, right? That's not what Darlene's going to talk about.
She better be dressed nice.
Right.
I mean, Darlene does have a fashion degree from New York, but she's not going to impose that expectation on everybody else. So that's day one. That's noon to dinner. And then there's dinner. There's dessert. There's even a Q&A panel after dessert on day one. Day two, we come back. There's breakfast, and then we jump into the final question. And what's the final question that we're asking?
Yeah, what do replanters and revitalizers do? What are the activities, the regular habits that they're going to have?
Yeah, and so that's where you're going to hear about how it's going to talk about the five fundamentals of renewal, kind of the five big pieces that you really have got to focus on. And I think that's super important because here's the deal. There's no shortage of church revitalization material out there. There's no shortage of good material. There's so much good material out there, but it's really easy to get overwhelmed with 1,700 ideas. And what am I supposed to actually do? Mm. And so how it's going to boil it down to kind of five things. If you just really just focus on these five things right now, other things will happen and you'll add other things, but these five things will happen. And then you're going to land the plane for us talking about developing leaders. Talk for just a second of why is that an important conversation that needs to be had early on and not wait until we're a super healthy church that we then start developing leaders?
Yeah. Well, one, as Halleck talks about the five things you'll be doing, that can be, there's a lot there and you can't do it alone. So everything's better done together. I know we can say better together a lot in Southern Baptist life and it can just be cliche. But the reality is Ephesians 4 is super clear.
Yeah.
It is better done. That's the way God has created the church to be. But the developing leaders that have high character and maybe aren't omnicompetent, right? But high character, that takes time. Like formation takes so much time.
Yeah.
And helping people learn new skills, which if you're going to develop leaders, it's not just about character. It is about competency too.
Yeah.
Like it's going to take time. You're going to have to give them bandwidth to fail and to learn from those things. Mm-hmm. And so if you decide to wait down line, then everything's going to be falling on you. And eventually you're going to burn out before you have a chance to take your church into another phase past the grind of getting it on the upswing again.
Yeah.
And you won't get to be there for the long haul because you'll burn out if you're not raising up leaders.
Yeah, I heard somebody say recently in church, far too often we talk about developing leaders, but we actually practice placing leaders or finding leaders. And it's like, rather than developing leaders, we're like, oh gosh, we need another small group leader, right? And you go, who could teach a small group? Oh, not that guy. He's not ready. Nah, he's not spiritual. He just got saved 2 months ago. He's not ready. You know, this guy, I don't know. That guy can do it. And we just grab that guy and we just place him in a hole and go like, okay, you're now a leader. And I noticed that you're a leader and I'm now placing you as a leader. And we think that's leadership development, but that's not leadership development. That's leadership placement. And so there's such a significant need for this, and down the road, like you may, if you're early on. And so this event is primarily designed for people who are considering revitalization or replanting or are pretty new to it. I would say within the first 3 years is really, we're trying to catch you in those first 3 years, because year three is when you're going to run into a buzzsaw probably. And so we're trying to catch you before.
Way to sell it.
We're trying to catch you before that happens and help you. And here's what I've seen is the burnout is largely going to come because you haven't developed leaders and everything's still on your shoulders and you're still looking for leaders. And what I tell you is just find the person with the most potential that you can identify, even if it feels like not a lot of potential, but there's something there. And by, you know, are they willing to show up and help you do something?
Yeah, the crew said they were looking for fat disciples, faithful, available, teachable, right? So humble and willing to dive in.
Yeah.
Like those are the two big things
in
my mind. Are they willing to do whatever? And are they humble enough to receive constructive feedback? And that's like, man, humility is where it's at when it comes to leader development.
And so find those people and just develop somebody.
Yeah.
Just slowly start doing that. And so Brandon's going to dive deeper into that for you.
Yeah, I think one of the things, like, and not to miss this point, like, I think the reason leader development has gone, but one of the reasons it's gone by the wayside in Southern Baptist life is we've replaced leader development with the nominating committee. I mean, that's what you're talking about. It's leader placement. And so, but like in revitalization replanting, in churches where, you know, you might land, you're probably going to have a nominating committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not? Repurpose that, which is what so much of revitalization and replanting is about, right? Is how can we repurpose something that used to be like working really well, but now it's lost its effectiveness. Repurpose it as your leader development team.
Yeah.
Right. Get people on that committee that could view it as a year long process, not a last minute pressure, you know, place someone in this role or the committee will cease to exist kind of thing. Right. Yeah. And so, and really, you know, you could create your leader development process out of that.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that way of thinking about that. And during that session, that final session, Dr. Darlene will have another one with the wives where they will talk about the activities of a pastor's wife in a replant or revitalization. And again, it's not necessarily going to be like you have to be the one in charge of kids or you have to be the one in, you know, playing piano or whatever. But she's going to dive into like, what does that look like to participate in your calling that God has given you in that? And so we'd love to see you there in New Orleans and love to dive into this. Look for the link in the show notes. You may not be able to attend, and I get it. So this doesn't answer all of those questions fully in the same way, but you can get a lot of the same information somewhat and some other information in a new resource, a new website that our team launched at the AMS Lab that I want you to know about. It's just an access to a lot of really great stuff. And so, Brandon, take a couple minutes and walk us through the new resource, the new website that our team has put out.
Yeah, so it's renewalmovement.com. And the core idea is that if we're going to see a movement, which we need one, right? I mean, that's, if you're listening to this podcast, you know we need a movement, not just a couple of churches revitalized or renewed. And so if we're going to see a movement happen, really the way movement takes root and begins to build momentum over time is events that lead to processes. Events catalyze, inspire people, get them going. But if it's just an event, then it's like that camp high from youth group days, right? But if you have a process and next steps that flow from that, then that's what form and develop people over time, as well as churches and organizations. And so how do you have events that lead to processes? So we created a whole like suite of, really, we curated a lot of our resources over the years, partner resources. Yeah. We curated them. One, a lot of them for associational leaders, because we believe association leaders are so strategic in SBC life.
Yeah.
But for those of you that are listening that are pastors or just in the thick of replanting work, there's a whole side of the site that's just for pastors and church leaders. And that right there, what you have are three quick start guides, depending upon where you're at on your journey. We've got one that's for the strong church pastor that wants to come alongside struggling churches and doesn't know where to start with that. We have a quick start guide that's basically like a 4-page PDF that has very simple steps. All right. But on the website, when you go to that website, you don't only get the PDF, but you get access to the digital version that has resources embedded in each of those steps where you can take, I mean, you can go as, you know, quick through the steps or as in depth with each step as you want to, because like we said, we've kind of curated our entire replant library on these topics into one place, kind of like the logos for replanting is the way we're talking about it. Okay. Not to oversell it. It's, you know, not quite logos level, but it is a curation of those things into a library.
Is there integrated AI like logos has now?
Definitely not. So, maybe one day we'll have an AI version of Jimbo that can answer your questions on the Renewal Movement website. We'll figure that one out next. All right. But two other big quick start guides for those of you that might be thinking about coming to the Replant Bootcamp. There's a quick start guide that is for growing as a renewal leader.
Yeah.
And so it would be a perfect one for you to pick up and to begin to consider. Maybe you come to Replant Bootcamp and you pick that up afterwards and you continue this process of growth.
Yeah.
That's the idea there. Then the third one is leading renewal in your church. And so it's a quick start guide for those of you that are in the thick of it. What step, like where do you just get started? Again, this isn't like going to answer every question you could possibly have, but hopefully it's going to point you to a lot of the resources that can answer some of those questions and just get momentum building in the life of your congregation and give you some clarity about where to get started, because it's just such an overwhelming journey.
Yeah. No, there's so much good, exciting stuff going on there. And man, I'm going to tell you, this replant team is running on all cylinders right now. And really just putting out some good stuff and really wants to serve you and be there to help you. And so, man, reach out to us, replantnam.net. We want to help. We want to support you in what you're doing. Check out Renewal Movement. You could spend a lot of time there and you could get really encouraged if you go just look at the video stories.
Yeah,
there's so much there to be there as a help to you. You could also catch Brandon in the eye or several of our team members all over the place, like some of the events we've got going. And then David Jackson and I will be in California in a couple of weeks doing an event. And then you'll show up, not for the event, but for a workshop with the state convention. And then we've got the Replant Bootcamp and just all kinds of things happening. We're seeing God do some incredible things in state conventions right now.
Yeah.
Here meeting with Arkansas, be with California, Montana.
Yeah.
In conversation with other state conventions and what God's doing. And I think the movement's happening. I mean, the swell of the movement is happening. So stay tuned. The boot camp is back and there's going to be more content of different varieties, bringing more members of the Replant team. And that's one of the shifts this podcast is going to take, is take an opportunity to highlight more team members and let you hear more of what's going on all across the country in this movement. And the movement's happening and we're just trying to catch what we can as the wave goes by. Hey, thanks for tuning in and I look forward to diving back into the Bootcamp podcast with each of you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Replant Bootcamp podcast, where listening to the field will lead you to the future. The Replant Bootcamp podcast is brought to you by Church QuickSight by 180 Digital. With Church QuickSight, you'll get a beautiful, customized website with all the features you need to help your church grow. a helpful project manager to make sure everything is just how you want it, and the legendary 180 Digital hosting and support to keep things running great. 180 Digital is a team of design, development, and marketing experts who know and love the local church. So go to churchquicksite.com to learn more and get started.